Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. Got a lot of my side, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Oh, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me down.
Hello, this is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast, and I am truly excited about the word today. The psalmist declares in 118, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever." Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. For he is worthy. I say God is worthy for all the praise, and he's worthy of all the honor. I pray that you had a blessed week, and I'm just excited. I'm excited today. I'm under the weather just a little bit, but hey, I give praises to God that I'm able to still speak to you guys today, and we're going to give God honor. We're going to give him glory. We're going to lift him up today. You may be going through something today. We're going to continue to lift God up today in spite of how you feel, in spite of what you're going through, in spite of the report, in spite of what you are maybe encountering right now. We're going to continue to lift God up. Why? Because we are not moved by our sight. We're not moved by our feelings. We're not moved by what we're going through. We're going to continue to stand fast in the Lord. And so today I want to talk about the gospel. Yes, I'm going to talk about the gospel, the good news of Christ. You know, I have to say, the gospel still works. The gospel still works. You know, I was just thinking about how we see many people out there that's leader, that's teaching a lot of prosperity messages, a lot of inspirational message. And I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with that, but what I am saying that the gospel, the message of the good news still works. 1 Corinthians 15 and 34 says, 3 through 4 says, "For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also receive, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." And so I'm reminded in the book of Acts, when the new converts, the new church began, the history of the church began, I'm reminded that when they went out to minister, they went out and ministered the gospel. I have to say this, I have to be honest, if we just stick to the foundation, the gospel, the gospel still delivers, the gospel still heals, the gospel still gives hope, you know. And so I'm reminded in the book of, I'm going to give a couple of scriptures on the gospel, some different translations say the good news. But however, we are saved. We are saved by the gospel. We are saved by his burial, death, and his resurrection, and then what he did on the cross. And so Romans 10 and 15 says, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." How good, how good, how beautiful is though that preach the gospel. And sometimes we don't have to make the gospel so complicated. The gospel is so simple. Oh, hallelujah. It is so simple. And so 1 Corinthians 17 says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize." This is Paul. Paul says that Christ sent him not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made non-effect. And so even though we know that Paul was a very educated man, when Paul went to preach the gospel, he did not go and use all these elaborate words or use a large amount of wisdom, but he made it simple. He made it simple for the people. And so I'm reminded of the scripture where he says that we have to be reminded of God, how he meets everyone at their need. And so we make the gospel simple then many, many people will understand and will give their lives to Christ. And I have to keep saying the gospel, oh, hallelujah, the gospel still works. The gospel still works. But we're going to lift God up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We honor you. We glorify you. We pray, we bless everyone that have tuned in today, God. We pray that you reveal your word to them, that you open up their ears, you open up their understanding, you open up their mind, oh God, whatever you're trying to speak to them today. Lord, we thank you. We honor you, we praise you, and we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, again, amen. And so as I was saying before that, we have got so away from the foundational preaching and the foundational teaching of the Word of God. We as believers, we are leaders. We are supposed to be teaching the Word of God and spreading the good news, the gospel. The book of Acts says that Acts 14:7 says, "And there they preach the gospel." We see that. "And there they preach the gospel." When the new converts got converted, they preached the gospel. They went all around Jerusalem and different places, and they preached the gospel. Acts 14:21 says, "And they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many. They returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch." Acts 16:10 says, "The Lord has called us for to preach of the gospel unto them. Romans 1:1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel, the good news of God. Okay? Romans 1:16, it says that, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greek." We see over and over and over. I looked up almost about naming some scripture about preaching the gospel, spreading the gospel. Ephesians 6:15 talks about your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, hallelujah. The gospel of peace. We have been commissioned, saints, to preach the gospel, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, and to give other hope, the hope that they are looking for. And, you know, sometimes I see that a lot of people don't want to, you know, when they feel that they have arrived and when they have feel like they have got delivered, they don't want to tell their testimony. But I'm reminded in the book of Acts many, many times, about 3 or 4 times, when Paul, when he came up against anyone or when he had to stand before people, he began to start telling people about his testimony, how he was on the road of Damascus and how he was knocked off the horse and how he was blinded and how God, you know, opened his eyes. He began to tell that testimony over and over and over. And I believe that we began to start telling our testimony, that we began to start sharing what God has done for us. You know, when God brought us out of the miry clay, when God brought us out of addiction, drug addiction, or alcoholism, or either running in the streets or prostitution, whatever God has brought you from, I believe if you begin to start telling your testimony to those that are lost, to those that are bound into those addictions and bound into those all different things, all the lust and pervertedness and perversion, I believe that people will say, you know, if God did it for her, I believe that God will do it for me. Oh, hallelujah. I believe if you begin to start telling your testimony, I believe that they will have hope. They will see. And so, you know, I'm reminded that when people see me, sometimes you don't have to say anything, but when people see a life changing, when the people see that your life has changed before their eyes, they will say, you know what? I want this God who she serves. And many times we cannot be ashamed. We cannot be ashamed of the gospel. Many times we do. Sometimes we get around old friends, and we know that we have changed, but when we get around them, we sort of act like they're acting. And he said, the word said, do not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Sometimes you have to stand in the midst of darkness, stand in the midst of a crowd of people that's doing opposite of what you believe in, and you got to stand for the God that you serve. You got to stand for the God you serve. And so the gospel. And then we hear over and over and over what, you know, people talk about salvation. Christ came to give you salvation. He came to give you hope. He came to give you, he came to reconcile us back to God. He came to deliver us from the wrath of God. And so when we begin to start telling people about the good news, we have to understand why Christ had to die for us. We have to tell the people why Christ had to die for our sins. Why? The Bible says in John 3:16-17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And then 17, it says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world." He did not come to condemn us. He came to save us. He came to reconcile us back to God. He came to give us everlasting life. He came to forgive our sins. Okay? And so One of the questions that I have many people have asked me, why do we need salvation, or why do we need to be saved? What do we need to be saved from? And I know many times as a Christian, you know, I heard the word salvation many, many, many times, but yet I really didn't quite understand why did I need to be saved besides escaping the wrath of God. And so Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. We have to know that God created the universe. He created all things. Everything on earth belongs to God. Everything was created by him and for him. And that the book of Colossians tells you that. And so Genesis 1:31 says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. So when God created the universe, God said everything that he had made was good, and everything that he made was perfect. That's in Genesis 1:31. And then Genesis 2:16-17 says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. This was a warning. God had warned him. He said, you can eat of any tree in the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And he said, if you eat of that, the penalty for that is death. The penalty is for that is death. And this, God warned them. God told Adam, do not eat of the tree. And he said, if you eat of it, you should surely die. Okay? And so we see in Genesis 3:6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And so we see here, I'm going to leap up to the gospel. But first, we have to understand why mankind needed to be saved. And so we see here, this is the first rebellion. This is the first sin against God. Okay? And so many times, we allow the things that's pleasant to the eyes. Okay? The things that look good. It looks good. If it looks good, it got to be good for me. But everything that looks good is not good. Oh, somebody needs to get excited. Everything that looks good is not good. And so she says, and so the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat. Now, God had already told Adam not to eat off that tree. But yet, temptation stepped in. And it said that, and she didn't just eat on her own. She did not eat by herself, but she also gave it unto Adam, her husband. And he ate also. And so we see here, Genesis 3:17-19, it says, and unto Adam, he said, because this is what God tells Adam, okay? When God said that Adam walked with God through the coolness of the day. And so when God saw Adam and Eve walking through the garden, the Bible said they hid themselves. They hid themselves from God. And God knows all things. God knew everything that had happened and what was going to happen, okay? And so God told Adam, he said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shall eat the herbs of the field. The sweat of thy face thy eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was taking thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. God kept his promise. God had already warned them, okay? And so, when God had warned them, and then they rebelled against God and disobeyed God anyway, rebelled against God anyway, now God is saying the penalty of you being disobedient, here it is. He said that you, the women will have pain, childbearing, when she's bearing a child, she will have pain. And he said, on top of that, he said that you shall work by the sweat of your brow. He's telling Adam where everything was accessible to Adam. Everything was accessible to all mankind in the garden. Now we have to work. We have to cultivate the ground. We have to dig. We have to plow. And so God is saying, now I have given you everything. And all I asked was for you not to eat of that one tree. So now what you have to do is work. Okay? And so then he tells Adam that the earth, the ground, is cursed. And then to the serpent, he said that all your days you will walk on your belly. You will wallow on your belly. You will no longer walk, but you will crawl on your belly. And so God is saying this is a penalty of disobedience. This is a penalty of rebellion. Okay? And so Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sin is the cause of death. Yes, I have to say again, sin is the cause of death. Matthew 5:48, he says, be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. God's standard is that we must be perfect. That's what his standards was, that we were supposed to be perfect. We are, well, you know, I say I'm perfect in Christ Jesus, okay? But that is God's standard. God's standard was that he made, we look in the book of Genesis, he says that God saw everything that he had made. Bro, it was very good. Everything was good and perfect, including us. It was not just, it was only when sin came in that we became imperfect. And that we needed a savior to come and die for the sins of the people. It was before sin came in, we was perfect people. Okay? We would always say that we was like little children. Okay? We was like, you know, we was innocent. Okay? But when sin came crept in, our eyes began to be open. And so Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No one is perfect. No one is perfect. Isaiah 59:2 says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Because of our sin, we are separated from a perfect and holy God. Okay, but I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for what he died, what Jesus died, when he came and died for our sins, okay? He came to die for our sins. I'm reminded of John the Baptist when he was in prison. We all know about John the Baptist. He said when he was in prison, he had heard the works that Jesus had done, and he sent two of his disciples to Jesus. He told them to ask Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? Is you are the one? Are you the one? Are you the Messiah? Are you God in the flesh? Are you the one? And so Jesus replied, he said, go back and report to John what you have heard and saw. He said, the blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. And the gospel, which is the good news, is being proclaimed to the poor. He said, you go back and tell John that. Okay? He said, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way. There is no other way. is many people that are worshiping different religion, Buddhism, Hinduism, you know, Chintu and Confucian, all those type of things. But you know what? Jesus is the way. You can't get to God through those religious people who they worship. Only through Jesus. Only through Jesus that we are saved. I know, and many, we, you know, and not even by our good works, okay? You know, a lot of people think that people, because they have donated money to this and charity in different places, and they're so nice and kind, that they don't get in. But he says, not by our works. Not by our works. You know, the gift of salvation, you cannot buy. It's free. It's a freely gift. But you have to do something. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear that. They want to hear, oh, she was nice. Oh, he was nice. You know what? That doesn't mean anything, okay? Unless they accept Christ as their personal savior, they would not get in, okay? And so Genesis 3 and 15, it says, God said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between talking to the serpent. And between thy seed and her seed, he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. He's telling the enemy, he said that he's promising the people that their victory, their salvation is only that's going to come. He said that the seed of woman is going to bruise your head, okay? And it shall bruise his heel, okay? And so he's telling them, this is what's going to happen. God had already made provision for Jesus to come. Okay? And so John 3:16 was fulfilled. The promise that God spoke was fulfilled by John 3:16. And so 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 says, for I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. That there's the core of the gospel right there. That is the gospel. Okay? And then John 3:16 was fulfilled. And so 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, for godly sorrow, working repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. So he's saying that you must repent. You must turn around. You must turn around. You must have a changed mind. You must realize that the way you've been living is not according to how you are supposed to live, but the way you should be living is by the standards of God. Okay, let me say that again. Repent. It says, for God is sorrow working repentance and salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow world working death. And so it's saying that repentance is turn around. You have to have a changed mind. You know, I many times, you know, when God was delivering me, you know, things that I used to desire to do, I was like, you know, I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to hurt God anymore. I just don't want to do it. I don't even want to say that anymore. You know, and so I had already made up my mind that, you know, what I was doing was not right. It was not right. It was not godly. Okay. And so I decided to put it down, to be done with it. I'm repenting. I'm asking God, please forgive me. I'm repenting. I'm not doing it anymore. Okay. I have a different attitude about that sin. Okay. And I can expound on that. I can really expound on that, but I don't have time. I'll just expound on it. But Romans 6:23 says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And so salvation, again, I say salvation is a gift, and it's free. It's a freely gift that was paid by the precious blood of Jesus. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." And then not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast. So we can't, like again, I said, we cannot work ourselves. We cannot work for salvation. We cannot work ourselves into heaven. We cannot work for the Holy Spirit. We cannot work. It's not about works. Okay, it's about gifts.
okay? It's about obedience, okay? It's about confessing. And so Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrated his love towards us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us while we was yet sinners. And so we see mercy, we see grace right there. Okay? Ephesians 2:4-5 says, but God is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. God's grace. Oh, hallelujah. God's grace. John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. So we know that Christ is the only way. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, right? Romans 1:19-20 says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, but understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. We would have no excuse. God has showed us through his creation who he is by the sun, the light, the moon, the flower. We will be without any excuse, okay? Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and that thou shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We shall be saved if we confess with our mouth, okay? If we believe in our heart, okay, that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved, okay? Saved from what? Saved from eternal punishment. The punishment that we deserve, Christ took it upon the cross. He took it. He took our punishment that we deserve, okay? And so the gospel, this is what we are supposed to be preaching, saints. The gospel, the good news, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I pray that you was blessed. I'm under the weather, but I just thank God for the word. I thank God for the teaching. Because we need to get back to the foundational teaching. We need to know about the gospel. We need to spread the gospel. And how do you spread the gospel? You have to know. You have to know. When people ask you about why do we need to be saved and what happened, we need to know, saints. We need to explain to unbelievers or lost people that, you know, it was through disobedience and rebellion, you know, that we needed a savior. And Christ was that perfect sacrifice. He was that perfect sacrifice. I pray that you was blessed by the teaching today. I pray that you was lifted up. I pray that your spirit was lifted up. I pray that you learned something today. I pray that you all be blessed. All be blessed throughout this week. I give praises to God. You know, I'm in spite of how I feel, I decided to press on because the year 2020 is about not being hindered, not being lazy, not being sluggish, but to continue to press on in spite of how I feel, okay? In spite of what you're going through today, stay encouraged, continue to stay focused on God's word, and be blessed. Be blessed. I pray to talk with you guys next week, and I pray for a word. Begin to start praying before next week for a word that the Lord may bless you all with. So God bless you. God bless.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you,
Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything
I
that
for
I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your
okay.
help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Yeah. forever, I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to your verdict. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing. It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? God saved me. High off your own drugs and wildin' out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father,
I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.